Hello, I'm Irving Chernoff, and this is the Invisible Chess Podcast.
Hello, Blindfold Easters. I'm Jonathan, and today we have the second of our key positions in terms of learning how to mate with Bishop and Knight against King. And it's a mate in 12, which is a really long mate. But, in fact, our goal is not to mate as such. Our goal is to get to Pandolfini's Lock, which is a mate in 9. So we have 3 moves from today's position to get there. And then our goal for the lock is 5 moves to get to a mate in 4. And then we have our core skills from the first 5 weeks of this series to actually finish off the mate. So it's the second key position to remember. It's definitely a stepping stones technique here in playing. So I recommend listening to that episode if you haven't already. The tip is the white king and knight are on the same colour as white's bishop. So white's got a dark square bishop. So this position, the white king and the white knight are also going to be on dark squares. And remembering we're trying to drive the black king into a dark square corner so we can checkmate it. Let's get to it. White has a king on d6, a bishop on e3, and a knight on e7. Black's king is on f7. It's white to play a mate in 12. That's white, king d6, bishop e3, knight e7. Black, king f7. White to play mate in 12. Stick with it, Blindfold Easters. Once you've got it, it's never going to change and you'll have it forever. And until next time, happy chessing.
Thank you, Blindfold Easters. Good night.